since 2012, entering this season, at least two preseason top 10 running backs have missed at least three games in a season. So 2012, LeSean McCoy was the preseason third ranked. He missed four games. Darren McFadden, preseason fifth ranked running back, also missed four games. Go down to Maurice Jones-Drew, 10th ranked, missed 10 games. And so on down the line. If you go to 2013, 2014, 2015, at least two, often three or four, sometimes missing half a season. That's the norm. That's what happens. You have a certain percent chance. Usually it's about 70, 80%, roughly 70%, that the running back that you pick among the top 10 running backs is going to at least play most of the games, a high super majority of games. And that doesn't guarantee they're actually going to be effective or keep their jobs. This year is entirely different so far. It is bizarre. It is a statistical outlier. And I want to talk about it in the context of all the other running backs that are underperforming. All the top 10 preseason running backs from this season, Bijan Robinson, Saquon Barkley, Jahmyr Gibbs, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, Ashton Jeanty, Devon Achane, Josh Jacobs, Jonathan Taylor, and Chase Brown. None of them have missed a single game entering week 10. It is statistically inconceivable that that would happen. But there you go. It's happened. When you go past that group, things get crazy in the sense that almost no running back beyond the top 10, going up to the, 30th ranked running back has been safe. And I'm going to run through them very quickly because it's really important to understand the oddity of this. And then I'm going to try to wrap it up by making sense of it. Bucky Irving, the preseason 11th ranked. Marion Hampton, preseason 14th ranked. James Conner, the 19th. And Aaron Jones, 25th, have all missed multiple games. Conner, obviously, out for the season. Hampton out a big chunk. Irving's been out a big chunk. Who knows if Jones is going to be healthy for his next game as of this recording late, late Friday night. So those are four guys between 11 and 25 preseason that serious injuries have cost them and fantasy managers who drafted them. Then there's the group of guys who were supposed to be the lead running backs based on ADP, but they haven't been. And that is Travion Henderson, 18th ranked, R.J. Harvey, 22nd, who was in fact ranked again ahead of J.K. Dobbins this summer. And Caleb Johnson, believe it or not, was ranked one spot ahead of Jaylen Warren based on ADP entering the season. He was the 28th ranked guy. These are all guys who have essentially taken mostly, Henderson, you could debate, a back seat to the guy who was ranked below them. Henderson now obviously has that chance versus Terrell Jennings to carve out that bell cow role. We'll see if he can do it with Rhamondre Stevenson out. Then there's a couple guys who, really it's a large group actually, but two in particular that I want to isolate, Alvin Kamara, 15th ranked, Kenneth Walker, 17th ranked, who either are still the starters, in this case they are technically still the starters, but at any time they might not be the starter anymore. That with Alvin Kamara, he is fading. By all accounts, he is a faded, great, brilliant running back. It is sad to see. It is the reality. And the rookie Devin Neal might, eventually take over. And with Kenneth Walker, you never know whether, Zach Charbonnet is going to be the guy from week to week. It's, it is Walker's backfield, just like it is Kamara's background, but you just don't know at any time if it's going to change. And then there's the group that have lost the starting jobs. And there's five of them, ranked 20th to 27th. Chuba Hubbard at 20, has lost it to Rico Dowdle. DeAndre Swift, 21, might lose it to Kyle Manunge. It's now supposedly, reportedly, a hot hand situation, so I'm calling that a lost opportunity. Swift is no longer the guaranteed starter. Isaiah Pacheco, 24th, he's hurt, but even before that, Kareem Hunt was averaging more fantasy points per game. Tony Pollard, 26th ranked, is kind of in that starting to lose situation with Tajay Spears. And Tyrone Tracy, ranked 27th, lost it to Cam Scadabo. Scadabo gets knocked out for the season. It's now Tracy's backfield, but Devin Singletary outplayed him last week. So Tracy is not a guaranteed starter. That's a lot of running backs. starting outside the top 10. By my count, that's 14 of the 20, top, and really you could say 14 of the top 28. And so, you do the math, and that's a big number of guys. When you go outside the top 10, that 14 of the 18 other running backs that you could have drafted outside the top 10 have disappointed in some capacity. And in some ways, it's unrecoverable, not just with the injuries, but in the sense that it's hard to imagine Alvin Kamara suddenly being worth RB15 value. It's really hard to imagine Isaiah Pacheco reasserting himself as the, weekly starter, fantasy starter, or fringe even fantasy starter. Chuba Hubbard goes without saying. As long as Dowdle's healthy, it looks like it's Dowdle's backfield, as long as he can keep it, which it seems is going to be the least for the rest of the season. It is, again, this bizarre statistical happenstance. I don't know what to call it. Because if you were to say at the start of the season, right at draft day, if you drafted like I did the day before the start of week one, and if we knew that entering week 10, all of the top 10 running backs would be starting healthy, never miss a game, and then 14 of the 18 next running backs would be disappointing. Well, that changes everything, doesn't it? I mean, if you drafted any of those running backs, with few exceptions, obviously, past the top 10, that might be one of the reasons why you're affected by what's happened with running backs this year, and why your record might not be as good as it could have been. Now, there's no way to know that, right? Going into a season, there's risk all around. And of course, the top 10 guys presumably have less risk, but some of them do have risk because I believed that Saquon Barkley would not be able to go through the season. I believed that Christian McCaffrey would not be able to get through the season. Both of them have shocked me. Barkley has disappointed, and I'm not counting that because he's played every game and he's still the starter. So for the sake of this podcast episode and the topic, he's still the guy. But even he's disappointed. He's not the dominant force. Derrick Henry's not the dominant force, and so on. I don't know what this means for next season. It's because it's a statistical outlier. I will say this. And this goes back to the podcast episode from a couple days ago with J.K. Dobbins and R.J. Harvey, where Dobbins now is injured. We'll see if it's serious. It's unclear yet if it is. But in that podcast a couple days ago, I advised listeners, if you have Dobbins, trade and give more than what R.J. Harvey is worth to get Harvey, because that hedge is essential. And if you have Harvey, pay more than Dobbins is worth to get Dobbins, because having that hedge at this stage of the game is much more important than just having one guy. And sure enough, if you had the handcuff for a lot of these top 11 to 28 preseason running backs, you'd be fine right now. I mean, with some exceptions, you would be fine. Obviously, Trey Benson, the handcuff for James Conner, that wouldn't have worked out. But in most cases, you'd be okay. Not the case with the top 10. With the top 10, at this point, as I have, I had DJ Giddens backing up Jonathan Taylor. I gave up on him for obvious reasons. I had Blake Corum behind Kyron Williams. Gave up on him. I traded him away. So it is a reminder of the importance of drafting handcuffs, not just for the elite guys, but also for those guys who are starters but aren't guaranteed to start the rest of the season. And when you get into the ADP, especially outside of the top 20, that's generally the dead zone. And the data that I have in my spreadsheet, where I've got all the data going back, all the running backs, every position, top 50 preseason, how they did based on age, everything. It shows that distance. It shows in the top 20 to 24 to 28 area, you are really missing out, and that guys that you might draft a round or two later, on average, are doing as well or better than the guys who were drafted in the 22 to 28 range, is really kind of that major dead zone. So that's bearing out this season with almost everyone. The 20th ranked, 21st, 22nd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th preseason running backs have all disappointed. The only one who hasn't, and I guess he's kind of disappointed, but not really, because he's still doing what he's doing. He's just not as consistent, is David Montgomery. Backing up Jahmyr Gibbs. I have, as you know, Gibbs and Montgomery. Montgomery right now is the overall 23rd ranked running back in terms of fantasy. He's doing about what was expected. He is the one exception in that dead zone group. And he is one of the few in that dead zone group, maybe the only one, I'm just glancing at it, that was expected, not expected to be the starter going into the season. Maybe Caleb Johnson at 28th wasn't expected to be the starter, but would take over or would outplay Jalen Warren. That's what the market believed. So keep this in mind for the rest of the season, for obvious reasons. The statistical improbability that this will continue for the top 10 running backs, because the law of averages suggests that there will be some kind of breakdown that occurs, that it isn't just reserved for the top 11 to 28 running backs. That's ridiculous. And so there is that law of averages. And the other part of it is to think about next season and how, if most of these top 10 running backs continue to perform at this high level, understand that historically, every other year, going back to 2012, so 13 straight years entering the season, there is about a 20 to 30% chance that you would have some kind of disappointment in terms of games played for the top 10 running backs. That's the norm. What's happening this year is the outlier, and we have to understand that if we're going to draft smart in future seasons. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. See you tomorrow.